Good to see everyone. I don't think I'll ever get tired of that song. Y'all like that song? I think that's one of those that'll go down in history is like one of the best songs ever, right? Just kind of one of those days where you can just kind of come in here and just sit in God's presence and nobody has to really say anything, you know? You can just kind of commune with God. And but I would get in trouble if we did that, if I didn't get up here and say something, right? Oh Lord, bless this time. I was just hanging out with the Lord today in Psalm 27, which is good. And years ago, you know, I think Bishop preached for like a year out of that or something like that. Wasn't it this one that it went every day for like forever? Just when you think you could never hear another sermon out of Psalm 27, we would hear another one. So, but anyway, it's just such life, you know, Scripture just such life. When we do our Bible study on Tuesday nights, that's what I try to teach the guys. It's life, you know. Open it up and then let the Holy Spirit speak to you. I mean, if you try to get something out of it, you just get frustrated most of the time. But just let the Lord give it to you. It's a book that gives to you. As you open it up, you just let the Holy Spirit speak and give you stuff, right? So I was just thinking about, and we all know this, you know, David was like 60 years old when he wrote Psalm 27. You know, it's a couple of times in his life. One, we know he blew it really bad and with Bathsheba and killing her husband. It was Uriah, that was his name, having him killed. And then, you know, the 7 years he spent in Ziklag and almost 7 or 8 years where he just kind of wandered away from the Lord and the Lord brought him back. And Psalm 27 was just like where he found himself, just a culmination of his life. And the Lord, in this familiar verses, the Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? The Lord is defense of my life, whom shall I dread? When evildoers came upon me to devour my flesh and my adversaries and my enemies, they stumbled and fell. And though a host encamp against me, my heart will not fear. And though war rise against me, in spite of all this, I shall be confident. And you know, David wasn't always like that, if you've read through the Psalms, right? Some Psalms you read earlier in his life, he's like, where are you, God? You know, my soul is in despair, and yet I will praise you. But he finds himself at the end of his life saying, you know, no matter what happens, a host camp against me or whatever, I'm confident now. I'm not as fearful. You know, I'm confident in the Lord's presence and his power. It's because of the next verse. It's this one thing I have asked from the Lord that I shall seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty or the delightfulness of the Lord. So I like that word, delightfulness. To behold the delightfulness of the Lord and to meditate or inquire of him in his temple. You know, communicate, inquire, ask the Lord of stuff. For in the day of trouble, he will conceal me in his shelter, his tabernacle. In the secret place of his tent, his presence, he will hide me, and he will lift me on a rock. And now my head will be lifted above my enemies around me, and I will offer in his tent sacrifices with shouts of joy. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. You know, I really like that. You know, our whole thing was being one thing people, where we make, you know, God's presence the one thing that we seek in our life. But you know, really, that's all there is, right? And what he found that in his life, when he made the Lord a priority, the one thing, he would get in God's presence. He would find the Lord, find some things that begin to happen to him, right? I love how that says, you know, he'll set me on a rock. He'll lift my head above my enemies. You know, I get to experience the delightfulness of his presence. You know, I inquire of him and he speaks to me. All this stuff we know. But then we find ourselves like, and I'll just give an example. Last night I was around a lot of people, you know. And I went home and just wasn't thinking about it, you know. I always don't think about cleansing myself a lot of times when, you know, I was just around this whole big group of people. And no, sweet people, but some of them are just really broken. And so I get home. I can't sleep. You know, at 1 o'clock in the morning I'm back up and I sit in there by the fire and I'm just kind of praying, and you know, with the Lord, and I wake up and I'm just anxious, and I come to school, and it's just one of those days you think, you know, you feel like every decision you're making wrong decisions. You know, have y'all been there? You know, just one of those days, a day of trouble, you know. Like it says, in the day of trouble, he will conceal me. And then I just sat with the Lord just immediately like that, and he just spoke and said, it's the enemy, you know. Ah, it's the enemy, you know. It's not me. Thank you, Lord, you know. And he just spoke to me and just, you know, I just did some warfare, cleansed myself. But it's in those times where, you know, in the day of trouble. And a lot of times, some days are pretty good, but there's going to be some days, we hear this all the time, that are days of trouble, you know. And in that day of trouble, it says, in that place, in his presence, he will conceal me. He'll shelter me. He'll keep me safe. He'll speak to me. He'll lift my head above my enemies, which means I'll be able to see what's going on. Oh, that's what's going on. Okay, I'm at a higher level now looking down. I see it, Lord. I'm in your presence. And that's part of what being one thing people, you know, seeking the Lord like that, how important that is for our lives. And I know, you know, I'm preaching to the choir. Y'all are like, yeah, that's stupid, Craig. Say something deeper. But it's just our life, right? David learned the one thing principle because he had a lot of enemies coming against him a lot. And then he found himself to a point to where he wasn't in dread of it anymore, you know? Have you ever had times in your life where you just kind of lived in dread or fear of the enemy? I have counsel people like that all the time. They just seem to live in constant dread and fear all the time. It's because the Lord hadn't become their one thing. Because when you get in his presence like that, it says he'll conceal you. You know, he will protect you. He will lift you, set your feet on a rock. I mean, he just puts you in this solid place emotionally. And then you can kind of see what's going on. Ah, that's what this is. It's just nothing but warfare. That's all it is. Okay? Nothing you've done or hadn't done, you know. You don't have to go through all that whole list that we do emotionally. It's just warfare. And what that does, it just creates in us a passion even more to be a one thing people. Lord, I just want to get back there. And that doesn't mean, when David said, inquiring his whole temple, doesn't mean he sat in the temple all the time, you know, and never left. What that means is, y'all understand, it's God's presence, you know. It wasn't as easy for them as it is for us, because now what was without is now within us. Jesus said, I'm going to come, me and the Father and the Holy Spirit, we're going to come and make our abode, and we're going to live within you now. So I can be, I hate to use this example, I can be in the bathroom, y'all, right? And I can be lifted up into heaven right there, you know? I hate to use the word throne too, but you can, you know? You can really do that, right? If you're on the throne, you can be lifted up to the throne. I mean, immediately like that. Shower, you're in God's presence. You can be a one thing person right there. You can behold the beauty of the Lord. I mean, all his wonderful. You can, you know, inquire of the Lord. He just made it that easy, is what I'm saying. Because the enemy is going to encamp against you at times. They really are. We're at war, right? And in those times, we don't dread, confident, because, Lord, I'm going to get in your presence and see what's going on. So when you find yourself troubled, let that be your flag. Boom. Get in God's presence. You know, I used to, when I years ago worked for FedEx, I could do that. I was driving by myself out in the country. I'd be really troubled. I could just pull over. I always have my Bible there, and I just open up and get a word from the Lord. Hey, all right, Shelby. But you could do that. I mean, I could just pull over and, like, inquire of the Lord right there. I was just going through a real tough time in my life, and I could just inquire of the Lord, and he would always be so faithful to speak right there. Okay, I didn't have to drive to church. And it's good to be here, right? I mean, God's presence is here. You know what I'm saying? I didn't have to drive all the way over here. I could just right there. Or John right in his car, you know, at times. That's a part about being one thing people. Our desire is, Lord, I want to live my life in your presence. And he's like, well, okay, let's do it right now. All right, cool. And he speaks a word, and then you're like, you've just set my feet on a rock. In trouble, you've just concealed me, and you've lifted my head above my enemies. Now I see what's going on. It's just warfare. And all of a sudden, you find yourself okay, right? In the name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.